It's time for today's Daily Devotional. This week, we're talking about attitude of gratitude. And today, we're going to focus on gratitude bringing you peace. Scripture comes from Philippians 4, 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. You know it. I know it. We believe it, that worry can be a thief to us. It robs us of our sleep, our joy, and even our focus some days. It convinces us that everything depends on us and that God might not come through. But Paul reminds us that instead of letting anxiety have that final word, we can bring every concern to God with thanksgiving. Now, notice that Paul doesn't say, once everything is fixed, then be thankful. He says, in every situation with thanksgiving. Gratitude isn't what you give God once your prayers are answered. It's what you bring as you pray. Gratitude is an act of trust that says, Lord, even before I see this outcome, I believe that you are already at work. And this unlocks your peace. Gratitude doesn't always change your situation, but it changes you in the middle of it. Let's think about two scenarios. Think about a child holding a parent's hand in a crowded place. Now, the child doesn't need to know the route or the crowd control. They simply just trust the hand that they're holding. Worry, though, pulls our attention to everything around us, and gratitude pulls our attention back to the one who is guiding us. Or maybe consider this scenario. Think about a storm. If you stand outside in it, you feel the wind, you feel the rain pound against you, but if you step inside of a shelter, the storm is still there, yet you are at peace. And gratitude is like stepping under God's shelter. It doesn't always calm that storm that's around you, but it does calm the storm that is within you. And gratitude and anxiety, they can't live in the same place for a long time together, because you know when you start to thank God, even through tears, peace begins to rise. And why? Because thanksgiving shifts that weight of responsibility, because you're no longer carrying the full load of your circumstances. You have now placed those in God's hands. And in that next very verse, it says in Philippians 4, 7, promises, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That peace doesn't make sense to the world. It doesn't mean everything is suddenly easy. What it means is your heart is steady, anchored in the one who holds you. So today we ask you the question, what anxieties have been weighing heavily on you this week? And can you write down one worry and then reframe it as a thanksgiving prayer? Think about it. Use your journal this week to write that down. Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, we confess that anxiety often takes over our thoughts. But today, we choose to bring every worry to you with thanksgiving. Thank you that we don't carry life alone and that you carry us. And thank you that even when we don't see the full picture, you are already work for our good. Let your peace guard our hearts and our minds today. As we come to you in prayer today, in Jesus' name we just pray to guide us. Amen.